Welcome to IT Depends, the podcast where technology and common sense meet. I'm Wesley, IT and cybersecurity consultant at Network IT. And every week I guide you through the world of IT management. Without the technical jargon, without the sales talk, just as it is. Because let's be honest, IT doesn't have to be complicated, but it often is. And that's what we are going to change here. If there is one thing that keeps coming back in the conversations with business owners today, whether they are running a bakery in Mechelen, or a logistics company in Antwerp, or a small law firm in Ghent, it is the growing mixture of excitement and confusion around artificial intelligence. You hear it everywhere. Someone bought ChatGPT Plus and now thinks their business will run itself. Someone else tried Microsoft Copilot once, didn't get the magical results after 5 minutes and decided AI is all hype. Another is terrified that AI will replace half their team by next year. And then you have the fourth group. The ones who pretend AI doesn't exist because they don't want to deal with it. I've seen all four groups, sometimes all in the same week. The truth is somewhere in between, like it usually is. AI isn't magic, it isn't hype, and it isn't coming for your business in some Hollywood-inspired robot uprising, but it is changing how small businesses operate, make decisions, compete and grow. And it's happening faster than the most people want to admit. Let me give you a story to start with, something I experienced a few weeks ago that perfectly captures where we are right now. I was sitting with a small company, 8 people, employees, family owned, and the owner told me, "Wesley, I don't understand this AI stuff. My nephew makes it all sound like I go bankrupt if I don't do something today. My accountant says not to worry. My HR manager is afraid. Staff will panic if we even mention the word AI. And me, I honestly don't know whether I should be excited, scared, or bored by all of this." We started talking. And what struck me was how familiar his reaction was. Because while he was describing his situation, I could think of at least 10 other companies telling me exactly the same thing. Business owners don't lack intelligence or leadership. What they lack is clarity. What's real, what's useful, and what's noise. And that's where this episode comes in. We're heading into 2026 and not in 2036. Not some distant sci-fi future, we are talking about 2 years from now. Within the same budget cycles you're already planning, and the biggest misconception I see is that people think AI is something for later. Something they look into when it becomes more mature. But the reality is that AI is already mature enough to fundamentally change how small businesses function. The question is no longer if it will have an impact. The question is whether you guide that impact proactively or whether it will simply happen to you without your involvement. And let's be honest, as a business owner, reacting late has never been a winning strategy. Another story, this one from a larger SME, about 45 employees, their internal sales team had been experimenting with AI tools for months under the radar, not because they were rebels, but because nobody had given them a strategy, guidelines, or direction. They were just trying things, hoping something would stick. And the CEO, who wasn't involved at all, suddenly discovered that major client-facing documents were being written with AI. Internal financial forecasts were being generated with AI-powered spreadsheets, and customer service responses were partially automated with a chatbot someone found online. None of this was controlled, none of this was secure, and none of this was compliant. But it happened because the team saw the opportunity and moved faster than the leadership. And that's the second major misconception. Thinking AI adoption starts with the CEO or the IT department. No. AI adoption starts with the people. People who are curious, stressed, overwhelmed, or ambitious. People who want easier work days or faster solutions. people who see AI as a shortcut, people who want to solve daily frustrations. AI sneaks into businesses long before leadership realizes it. But there's the good news. The companies that embrace AI the right way, realistically, structured, without hype, are seeing massive improvements in productivity, decision-making, customer experience, and overall efficiency. And not because they're replacing jobs, but because they're removing friction. They're taking away the boring work that nobody wants to do anyway. They're reducing errors, they're speeding up response times, and they're creating clarity where chaos used to live. One of my favorite examples is from a micro business, just three people. Doing project-based consulting, they implemented a simple AI-driven workflow, automatic project summaries after every meeting, generated in minutes that were always consistent, and draft proposals that were 70% done before they even started writing. They didn't fire anyone. They didn't hire new people. What they did was reclaim free time. And that time was reinvesting in client relationships and strategic work. Result, they doubled their revenue in 9 months without increasing headcount. Not because of AI alone, but because AI freed them from the administrative glue that had been holding them back for years. That is the real impact. Not flashy robots, not replacing your staff with avatars. It's not about becoming Google. It's about becoming a smoother, faster, more resilient version of your own business. And if there's one thing I want you to take with you from the very beginning of this episode, it's this. The companies that will succeed in 2026 are not the ones with the most advanced tools. They're the ones with the clearest vision. Tools come and go, vision stays. And the companies that treat AI as a strategic enabler, not a gadget, not a threat, are already pulling ahead. I've seen cafes using AI to optimize scheduling and reduce staff conflicts. I've seen small manufacturers use AI to predict machine failures before they happen. I've seen accountants use AI to do first pass reviews of documents so they can focus on interpretation. I've seen marketing agencies use AI to test 5 or 10 variations of a campaign in minutes instead of days. And I've seen companies that ignored AI completely, now struggling to keep up. We're heading into a period where the gap between companies using AI intelligently and those ignoring it will become painfully visible. Not because AI gives you magical superpowers, but because it removes limits. It removes bottlenecks and it removes the friction that's been slowing down small businesses for decades. And this is the part that many people underestimate, AI also introduces new risks. Real risks, not sci-fi risks. Productivity risks, security risks, compliance risks, reputation risks, risks that come from using AI blindly. Without structure, without strategy, without guardrails, risks that come not from AI itself, but from the way humans use it. That's why this episode isn't a sales pitch or a hype session. It's a grounded, realistic, practical deep dive into what AI actually means for small businesses heading into 2026. What works, what doesn't, what you should do, what you should avoid, what will genuinely change, and what will stay exactly the same, no matter how advanced the technology becomes. By the end of this entire episode, you understand not only the impact of AI, but the role you need to play as a leader. Because AI won't replace leaders, but leaders who know how to leverage AI will replace those who don't. And that, in a nutshell, is why we are having this conversation today. When we talk about the real impact of AI on small businesses in 2026, it's easy to fall into two traps. Either we exaggerate the possibilities until every company magically transforms overnight, or we downplay it so much that it becomes just another tool people can choose to ignore. But the truth, the part that actually matters for business owners, sits right in the middle. And to understand why this topic is so important, we need to take a step back and look at the bigger picture. We are not just dealing with the arrival of a new technology, we are dealing with a shift in how work is done, how decisions are made, and how companies operate structurally. This isn't like switching from Windows 7 to Windows 10. It's not like moving email to cloud. It's deeper. It touches the DNA of every task in your business, from communications to planning, from sales to support, from HR to finance. The reason this matters right now as we approach 2026 is because the world around your business is changing faster than your business can evolve if you keep working this way you always have. And that's now a criticism, it's a reality. You can't manually keep up with the volume of information, the speed of communication, the expectations of customers, and the complexity of threats your company faces today. There is simply too much coming at you from all sides. AI isn't optional because the problem it solves isn't optional. Let me put it very simply. AI is the first tool in history that scales thinking. For thousands of years, we could scale physical labor. Then we could scale communication. Now we can scale cognition. That's not a buzzword. That's the actual shift. And when you scale cognition, you change everything about how a business works. Why does that matter for small businesses specifically? Because small businesses have always been limited by time, resources, expertise, and manpower. A small team can only do so much, and for decades, that was just the way it was. You hired more people when you grew, or you stayed small because that was comfortable. You only tackled the amount of work your team could handle, and if you wanted to serve more clients, you waited until you could hire. If you wanted to launch a project, you waited until someone had time. AI breaks that equation. For the first time, small businesses can increase output without increasing headcount. Not by overworking people, not by automating every job, but by removing the repetitive, slow, administrative, friction-filled tasks that were sucking energy out of your team. AI doesn't replace expertise, it amplifies it. It takes your accountants and gives you 10 superpowers. It takes your HR manager and frees up half their week. It takes your technical team and let them solve twice as many issues in the same amount of time. It takes marketing and turns one idea into 10 possibilities. This matters because small businesses have always lived in survival mode. Let's be honest, for the most SMB owners, the day is full before they even start. There are emails, calls, decisions, problems, approvals, tasks, questions. There's always something urgent. And in that environment, long-term thinking becomes a luxury. You fix the day, you fix the week, and you hope the month ends well. AI is important because it buys you time again. It buys you breathing space. It shifts you from survival mode to opportunity mode. But there's another reason this is so crucial. It's not just about efficiency, it's about competition. We are moving into an era where the gap between companies that embrace AI and companies that ignore it is going to widen dramatically. By 2026, you see it clearly. faster proposals, better customer services, more accurate forecasts, better marketing, cleaner communication, smarter decisions, higher margins, and not because these companies have more people, but because they work differently. Imagine a competitor who can deliver quotes in half the time because their first draft is done automatically. Imagine a competitor who answers customer emails in minutes before they use AI-assisted suggestions. Imagine a competitor who's planning mistakes dropped by 70% because they use AI predictions. Imagine a competitor whose support team resolves issues quicker because they have AI-generated troubleshooting guides. That competitor suddenly looks like they have twice your team. And if you're still doing everything manually, you will feel slower, even if you're not actually slower. Perception becomes reality. This matters because small businesses don't compete on image anymore. They compete on responsiveness, reliability, and clarity. And AI enhances all three. Another thing, customers are changing too. They're becoming more demanding, more informed, more impatient. They expect quick answers, clear communication, personalized service. They expect you to know their history, their preferences, their situation. They expect you to anticipate their needs. AI helps you meet those expectations without burning out your staff. It gives you the ability to serve customers the way big companies do, without needing call centers or regional offices. That's a competitive advantage small businesses never had before. But the most important reason this topic matters, the one I see entrepreneurs struggle with the most, is leadership. AI forces business owners to rethink their role, not in a scary way, but in a necessary way. Leaders who succeed in 2026 will be leaders who understand how to guide AI adoption, not resist it or delegate it blindly. AI won't replace leaders, but leaders who ignore AI will find their teams improvising without structure. And that's where things go wrong. I've seen companies where AI adoption was chaotic, teams using tools without approval, data being sent to unknown platforms, sensitive information copied into chatbots because people wanted answers quickly. It's not because employees are careless, it's because there was no strategy, no policy, no direction. AI without leadership becomes security risks. AI without leadership becomes a compliance risk. AI without the leadership becomes a productivity risk because everyone works differently and nothing is consistent. And that brings us to a deeper point. AI doesn't just change how work is done. It changes how responsibility is defined. Business owners are now responsible for something they didn't have to think about before, the way people interact with AI tools. The data that goes into them and the decisions that came out of them, this matters because mistakes can be costly. A wrong AI-generated financial projection, a document sent with incorrect data, a customer email that sounds robotic or inappropriate, these things affect your reputation, your compliance, and your trust. So the importance of this topic isn't about the shiny new tools, it's about your company's ability to stay relevant, competitive, secure, and efficient in a world where AI becomes the new normal. It's about protecting your organization while empowering it. It's about giving your team the tools they need without losing control. It's about creating a culture where AI is a partner, not a problem. And most importantly, it's about preparing for a reality that is coming whether you like it or not. AI will influence your business in 2026. The only question is how much influence you wanted to have, and whether you'll be the one steering the wheel or sitting in the passenger seat hoping for the best. When you look at all of this together, the pace of change, the competitive pressure, the efficiency gains, the leadership responsibilities, it becomes clearly Why small businesses can't afford to sit back and wait until the dust settles. The dust won't settle. This isn't a storm passing by, this is a climate shift. And companies that adapt the new climates don't just survive, they thrive. That's why this episode is so important, not because AI is exciting or trendy or futuristic, but because AI is practical. It's here. It's already inside your business, whether you know it or not, and your job as a leader is to understand it, guide it, and use it in a way that strengthens your company instead of creating chaos. By 2026, AI won't be a competitive advantage anymore. It will be a baseline. Just like having a website became normal, just like email became normal, just like cloud became normal, just the companies that figure this out will be the ones people look at in 2 years and say, how do they move so fast? How are they so organized? How do they always stay ahead? And the answer will be simple. They didn't wait, they prepared. When people talk about AI today, they often imagine some mysterious black box that magically transforms information into answers. And because it feels so abstract, a lot of business owners either overestimate what it can do or underestimate it completely. But once you really understand how AI works behind the scenes, not technically but practically, the fog clears. You start seeing why it's so impactful, why it's disrupting every industry, and why it's becoming the backbone of how small businesses will operate by 2026. And let me be clear from the start. AI is not one thing. It's not a single tool or a single app or a single platform. It's an ecosystem of capabilities. Different types of AI do different things. Some help you think. Some help you automate, some help you predict, some help you communicate, and the real power comes when you layer these different types on top of each other. But let's bring this down to earth. When I'm sitting with entrepreneurs and managers, I often explain it like this. AI is basically a second brain that never sleeps, doesn't get tired, doesn't forget something, and can analyze patterns faster than any human. But, and this is crucial, it has no context unless you give it context. It doesn't understand your business the way you do. It doesn't have judgment. It can't see the whole picture. It can't replace your decisions. But it can dramatically improve the quality and speed of those decisions. AI is powerful, but it needs direction. It needs structure, and that structure is what most companies are missing today. I give you an example. I was helping a company with around 20 employees. They were experimenting with AI to write emails, create internal updates, automate responses, all kinds of things. And they were frustrated because half of the outputs didn't feel right. The tone was off, the details were wrong, it didn't sound like them, and they assumed the AI wasn't good enough. But the problem wasn't the AI. The problem was that the AI had no longer clear instruction. No guidelines, no examples, no context. Imagine asking a new employee to send emails on your behalf without giving them a style guide, without showing them old emails, without explaining how you speak to customer, without clarifying your expectations that employee will pay. AI works the same way. This is how AI really works in a business context. You get out what you put in. If you give it vague instructions, you get vague results. If you give it clear context, you get consistent results. If you teach it your tone, your processes, your templates, your preferences, it becomes something incredibly valuable, almost like a digital extension of your team. But let's go even deeper. There are three layers of AI. that every business will rely on by 2026. And understanding these layers help you see what's possible. The first layer is assistive AI. This is what most people are familiar with today. Tools like ChatGPT, Copilot, Gemini, and others. Assistive AI helps you think faster. It helps you write, analyze, plan, summarize, and generate ideas. It's like having someone sitting next to you who can instantly produce a draft, explain a concept, or check a text. This layer doesn't replace work, it speeds up work. It's the lowest barrier, the easiest to adopt, and the one that brings the fastest results. Most companies already use it without realizing it. Employees use AI to write emails, generate designs, create meeting summaries, do translations, or brainstorm ideas. It's the easiest win. But if a company stops here, they only unlock about 10% of the real value. The second layer is integrated AI. This is where AI becomes part of your daily tools. Not something you open on the side, but something built into the systems you already use. Think of Microsoft Copilot for Microsoft 365. Think of AI inside your CRM, helping you draft proposals based on customer history. Think of AI inside your ticketing system, suggesting troubleshooting steps. Think of AI in accounting software, flagging unusual expenses before you even notice them. This layer is about embedding intelligence into workflows. The user doesn't have to think about using AI. The AI simply helps them work better. This is where small businesses start seeing structural improvements, processes become smoother, mistakes decrease, workflows speed up, employees stop reinventing the wheel every day. And companies that embrace this layer suddenly feel bigger, more professional, more organized, even with the same team size. Then we reach the third layer, autonomous AI. This is where things get interesting. Autonomous AI doesn't just assist or integrate, it takes actions. It triggers workflows, it executes tasks, it monitors systems, it makes predictions, it identifies patterns you didn't even know to look for. This is where AI handles the boring, repetitive, low-value work entirely on its own. For example, automatically categorizing emails, tagging documents, generating reports, predicting which invoices will be paid late, or identifying which clients are at risk of churn. It can pick up your entire customer inbox, group issues, draft responses, escalate what matters, and archive the rest. It can monitor your servers and alert you before something breaks. It can analyze employee workloads and suggest better planning. This sounds advanced, but by 2026, it will be standard. And that's the layer the most businesses don't understand yet. The part where AI doesn't just help you work, it does the work you shouldn't be doing in the first place. But here's the catch. If your company doesn't have structured processes, clean data, or clean and clear expectations today, autonomous AI can't function properly. AI is incredibly powerful, but it cannot fix chaos. It amplifies whatever you already have. If you have solid workflows, AI will make them faster. If you have messy workflows, AI will make the mess bigger, just more efficient. This is why understanding how AI works matters so much. It's not that you need to be a technical expert, you don't, but you need to understand the relationship between your processes and the AI tools you want to use. AI is not a band-aid. AI is not a magic wand. AI is not a shortcut to avoid fixing deeper issues. If anything, AI exposes problems in your organizations that you've been ignoring for years. Confusing roles, outdated procedures, inconsistent communication, AI will bring those weaknesses to the surface. Let me give you another example. A company wanted to use AI to generate customer communications. Sounds simple, right? But when we look closer, we discovered that every employee wrote emails differently. Tone, structure, greetings, closing lines, nothing was consistent. It wasn't a technology problem, it was a culture problem. AI didn't create the chaos, it revealed it. Once they created a communication guideline and taught it to the AI, everything changed. Suddenly, all emails sounded professional, aligned, and on brand. The AI didn't fix the inconsistency, the company fixed the inconsistency. The AI just amplified the improvement. AI works like a magnifying glass. It makes strong companies stronger and weak processes weaker. That's why companies who embrace AI without cleaning up their workflows first often struggle. They blame the tool. They say AI doesn't work for their industry. They say it's too early. But the real issue is that the foundation wasn't ready yet. AI sits on top of your structure, so if your structure is shaky, the results will be shaky too. By 2026, the companies winning will be the ones who understand this dynamic. They won't just buy AI tools because they look impressive. They fix their processes first. They define responsibilities. They clean their data. They create guidelines. And then they plug AI into a system that's ready to be amplified. Another important point about AI, how AI really works, it learns from your patterns, not intentions. It doesn't know what you meant. It only sees what you did. So if you train it with sloppy inputs, it will give you sloppy outputs. If you train it with well-written examples, it becomes a consistent writing tool. If you train it with clear processes, it becomes a reliable assistant. If you ask it to generate something without telling it the context, it will improvise. If you ask to think that way, your business think, it will deliver for better results. People sometimes ask me, Wesley, how do I get better results from AI? And my answer is always the same. Treat it like a colleague. Teach it, train it, show it examples. Explain what you expect, give it feedback. AI improves when you improve your communication. Most people write prompts like they're placing an order at a takeaway restaurant. Simply, quick, minimal detail. And then they're surprised when the result doesn't match what they imagined. But if you talk to AI the way you talk to a competent new team member, guiding it, giving context, refining its style, the quality improves dramatically. This is how AI really works. It's not intelligence in the human sense. It's pattern mastery. It reads everything you say like data. It identifies the structure. It mirrors your instructions. It offers the most likely next step based on your context and its training. And when you learn to use that dynamic correctly, it becomes one of the most powerful tools you ever had. What really surprises most business owners when they start working with AI is how fast it scales once the foundations are right. You teach it something once, and suddenly the teaching applies everywhere. You fix one template, and suddenly every document becomes consistent. You define one workflow, and suddenly dozens of small tasks fall into place automatically. It's like installing a smarter version of yourself inside your digital tools. One that doesn't forget, doesn't skip steps, and doesn't get tired halfway through the day. And the beauty of it is that you don't need to be a big company to benefit from this. Small businesses often benefit even more because that impact on efficiency is felt immediately. Let me give you a real example that illustrates this perfectly. I was working with a small professional service firm. They were constantly struggling to keep up with client communications. Not because they didn't care, but because everything was done manually. Drafting reports, summarizing meetings, answering emails, updating clients, preparing quarterly reviews. It all required writing. Writing takes time, especially when you want it to be clear, accurate, and professional. When we introduced AI, they didn't automate everything. They didn't ask AI to talk directly to clients. Instead, they used it as a drafting engine. Every update started as an AI-generated summary based on notes. Every report was drafted from structured data. Every meeting got a clean summarize instantly. They still reviewed everything. They still applied judgment, but instead of starting from zero, they started from 80%, and that changes everything. This is how AI really works in practice. It reduces your starting point, not your responsibility. You still guide, you still adjust, you still approve. AI doesn't remove your decision making, it removes the blank page. People forget how much energy goes into starting something. The first draft of a document, the first outline of a plan, the first version of a proposal, that's the hardest part. Once you have something to react to, work speeds up. AI gives you that starting point instantly. And that's what makes it so transformative. It turns every task from a heavy lift into a light one. And when your team starts every task already halfway done, the compounding effect is enormous. Another aspect of how AI works that many companies misunderstand is precision. AI is very good in certain things and not good at others. It's excellent at pattern-based tasks, summarizing, writing, analyzing, generating content, categorizing, identifying trends. But it's not good at tasks that require deep factual accuracy without human oversight. It can misinterpret details. It can sound confident while being wrong. This is why AI should never replace expertise. It should support it. An accountant using AI to draft explanations is great. An accountant letting AI interpret tax law without review is a disaster waiting to happen. A marketer using AI to brainstorm campaigns works perfectly. A marketing letting AI publish ads without supervision is dangerous. A lawyer using AI to structure arguments is helpful. A lawyer trusting AI to cite cases accurately is asking for trouble. AI needs guidance. AI needs guardrails. AI needs a human in the loop. This isn't a limitation. It's a future. It forces you to remain the decision maker. It forces you to stay responsible. If it forces you to apply your judgment, and companies that understand this distinction are the ones that succeed. They use AI where it excels, and they rely on human expertise where nuances matters. By 2026, this dynamic will become even clearer. The companies that thrive will be the ones that design workflows where humans and AI complement each other. Not compete, not replace, complement. AI drafts, human refine. AI suggest, human decide. AI generate options, human choose direction. AI analyzes patterns, human interpret meaning. AI performs the repetitive work, humans focus on the creative and the strategic work. This combination, this partnership, is what creates value. But let's talk about something deeper now, prediction. This is a part of AI that will feel the most transformative for small businesses by 2026. Even though the most companies still underestimate it today. Predictive AI analyzes your data, your patterns, your history, and your behavior to forecast what might happen next. It can show you which customers might leave, which invoices might be paid late, which machines might fail, which employees might be overloaded, which projects might exceed budget, which leads are most likely to convert, and none of this requires complex data science teams anymore. The tools are becoming accessible. Predictive insights will be built into the platforms you already use: accounting software, CRM systems, ticketing tools, communication apps. And when predictive AI becomes normal, your decisions become proactive instead of reactive. We've been working reactively for decades. Something breaks, you fix it. A customer complains, you respond. A deadline arrives, you panic. Predictive AI changes this by showing you what might happen before it happens. And it does that based on data, not intuition. Imagine having a dashboard that highlights the 5 customers most at risk of leaving. Or a notification that tells you a project is trending late. Or a suggestion that tells you now is the perfect moment to upsell a service because the client is entering a new growth phase. This is where small businesses gain massive competitive advantage. You stop guessing, you start anticipating, and anticipation is what wins markets. But, and there's always a but, predictive AI can only predict if your data is clean. If your CRM is a mess, the predictions are useless. If your accounting categories are inconsistent, the insights will be wrong. If your supporting tickets aren't tracked properly, AI won't see the patterns. This is why cleaning up systems today is so important. People think data hygiene is boring, but in reality, it will be one of the biggest competitive advantages of the next decade. Clean data gives you clarity. Dirty data gives you chaos. And AI amplifies whichever one you have. This brings us to the next important part, automation. When people hear automation, they think of robots taking over jobs, but automation in 2026 is much more human than that. It's about connecting tools so information flows automatically. It's about triggering actions when certain conditions are met. It's about reducing manual steps. It's about preventing mistakes caused by human oversight, and with AI layered on top, automation becomes adaptive. It doesn't just follow rules, it interprets patterns. For example, an automated workflow today might say when a new client signs a contract, send a welcome email. Simply, linear, basic. But an AI-powered workflow in 2026 may say when a new client signs a contract, create a personalized onboarding plan based on the client's size, industry, and previous communication, flag potential risks, create tasks for the team automatically, generate a customized message from the CEO, and predict the first 3 questions the client will likely ask. That's not science fiction. That's the direction we are heading. AI transforms automation from rule-based to intelligence-based. It stops being about if X then Y and becomes based on everything I know, here's the next best action. And that becomes incredibly powerful when you combine it with proper human oversight. It turns every employee into a coordinator instead of a firefighter. It reduces frustrations, it creates structure, it increases transparency, and it allows small businesses to deliver the kind of consistent experience that previously required entire departments. Let's go back to something partial again, because this is where the real value sits. The companies I see succeeding with AI today are not the ones with the biggest budgets. They are the ones that start small. They pick one process, one pain point, one friction, and they improve it with AI. When that works, they move to the next process, then another, and slowly, without huge transformation projects or expensive consultants, the business becomes smoother. more coordinated, more predictable, and more efficient. And because AI is compounding, because it builds in itself, progress accelerates. What took 6 months before now takes 6 weeks. What took 3 weeks now takes 3 days in the future. What took 10 hours now takes one. That is how AI works in the real world. Not through big dramatic moments, but through hundreds of small improvements that add up over time. It's the difference between a company drowning in work and a company flowing through work. And this is where leadership comes in. Leaders need to understand that AI adoption isn't a one-time project. It's not something you finish. It's an evaluation. It's part of how the business grows. It's something you revisit every quarter. You ask, what's slowing us down? What's repetitive? What frustrates the team? What takes too long? What mistakes keep repeating? And then you bring AI into those phases. You don't use AI because it's trendy. You use AI because it's also a problem. This is the mindset shift that separates companies that will thrive in 2026 from those that will fail and fall behind. AI is not a goal. AI is a tool. And the goal is a smoother business, a more productive team, better customer experience, less stress, more clarity, higher margins, faster decisions. AI is simply the engine that helps you get there. And with that, we come to the end of the episode of IT Depends. I hope you got something out of it, that you walk away with a few concrete steps you can actually take, because that's what it's about. Not the perfect solution, but the next step. Thank you for listening and see you the next week on IT Depends, where technology and common sense meet.